Is everybody clear about next week?
Yeah.
Kind of took me by surprise. Let me explain to you what got me by surprise. Several have called me this week, said they didn't want to come if we were going to have a mask on. And I don't blame them, health issues and whatnot. So, but next week, we will be under county ordinance to wear a mask. So it will be required next week. So we will meet together at 10:40. Whenever they let the mask thing go, we'll go back to two services for a while until these numbers kind of settle down. You know, some of you may not like what we're doing, but we are doing the very best we can. My number one concern is your health. It would just kill me if one of you guys got sick because of me. So if you have a problem with it, I ask that you pray it through and come see me. We're going to be talking about memorial stones today. So if you would, run over to Joshua chapter 4. Joshua chapter 4.
Ever since they've left Egypt, we went into the
Exodus, God has blessed, blessed, blessed. Even the times when they complained, God still blessed them. As he blessed them, there was so many things that you couldn't keep up with. But I wrote down four or five things. Number one, God protected them the whole time. He provided their needs for the whole time. He had given them godly leadership. He'd even given them the Ten Commandments, more than just the Ten Commandments. So many blessings. So I want you to picture the blessings you're pouring out of heaven and realize, if your mind's like me, you have a hard time remembering all the blessings that God has poured out. I started thinking about this, and you know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. Some of you may think I am, but I'm not. So I'm trying to think what happened 2 years ago. Sometimes it's hard to even remember what you had for dinner last night, let alone all the blessings that God has poured out on you. I kind of felt like this man that I read a story about, named John. He'd gone to a memory seminar. He was telling his friend Bill about this, and Bill asked him, "What's the name of your memory seminar?" Well, John said, "Wait a minute. My wife was with me. I'll ask her." And he turned and saw his wife sitting over there. Then he turned back to Bill and he said, "By the way, what was that flower out there with the long stem and the thorns in it and the red petals?" And Bill said, "Rose." And he looked back and said, "Rose, what was the name of that?"
Tells us.
And that encourages those people that pass by. Tide Memorial Stones. So this is going to be a very short message today. Don't forget what God has done. Don't forget what God has done at Hillcrest Baptist Church. I've asked some people to come and share some thoughts with you, but before I do, realize that this church was not here before 1966. A group of men and women had the foresight to build it, had the backing of God to build it, and it stands as a memorial to those people who drive by Dover Road that God is here. God built this church. We're standing in a nice sanctuary, which is a memorial to God. God's Spirit is here. That's the reason we sang all the Spirit songs this morning. There's a sweet, sweet Spirit in God's house. This is a memorial to God. Now, I wasn't here when you built this, but part of my testimony and my calling here has to do with this memorial stuff, this sanctuary. Back in somewhere around 1996, when you guys moved into this, Rhonda and I came to visit this church. The week before, in order to have your first service in here, my daughter was going to play the piano for you, and I wanted to find out what kind of church you were. I didn't want her joining just any church. So Rhonda and I came all the way from Smithfield here to check out here. And Ginger let me come in here. I came in here by myself. And I got behind this pulpit. And I asked God to let me preach here.
Well,
I asked it for one time.
Be careful what you ask.
I know it. 2004, you guys saw fit to call me as your pastor because of this memorial stone here. When I came in here, I was in awe of this sanctuary. I had been in sanctuaries like this, but not since I had been preaching, especially getting up behind the pulpit and nobody in here. I'm preaching away, boy, I was having a great time. I think I preached my best sermon of my life that day when here, you guys missed out on it. Because of this memorial stone, God touched my heart in 2004. I mean, years, that 18 years later, 96, 2004, something like that, a long time, God heard that prayer. And I gave you guys the credit for building this for the Lord's glory, a gorgeous thing. So we're going to talk about the Family Life Center later on, which will be a memorial stone.